Joining us on the fan line is the head coach of the manager of the Sioux Falls Canaries, Steve Shirley. And Skip, I was out of the country last week. You won three consecutive series. I come back and instantly the game last night happens, and I think I figured out when I'm out of the country, you guys win. I think I figured it out.
Get out of the country.
Yeah, get out of here, Tubbs.
Get
the heck out of the country.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Hey, if it helps you guys, Skip, I'm all for it. I was looking at a still last night. I was looking at a still of, I think it was the stolen base in the bottom of the ninth, that the guy was clearly out. I mean, clearly out. And he was ruled safe, and then the base hit. It was the walk-off for Sioux City. I mean, after a game like that, and it happens like right away, I mean, is there a worse way to have a game go against you than something like that?
Oh, probably not. I mean, it was a very close game, pitcher's duel type game. We had a hit a home run. Sam Lynn hit a home run to tie the game 2-2. We were pretty excited on our bench. You know, we had a pretty good situation there. They got a guy on base. They put a hit and run on. And the ball beat the guy there by, and I'm not exaggerating, 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I have not seen the pitchers. I was there. And I saw what happened. And at least in my opinion, he missed the call. And voiced my displeasure and was asked to leave. and then, heck, by the time I got into the clubhouse, the game was over. So, it's difficult because, again, it was a good, solid baseball game, pitcher's mm-hmm. duel. And in my mind, you'd like the teams to decide. Now, it's an imperfect sport. You know, we don't have mechanical devices that are umpiring, you know, or film to go back and review. So mm-hmm. there is an imperfection to it when you have people, you know, balls and strikes and outs on bases and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But you'd still like to make sure that the players on the field are determining the outcome of the game. And, we kind of felt like that was taken away from us.
You know, up until that point, after that losing streak that you guys went on, you'd won three consecutive series. So, I mean, things are starting to go a little bit better. What's been the key for you guys in the last maybe 10, 11, 12 days that you've been able to get this thing going in the right direction, Skip?
Well, we have been getting very good starts from our starting pitching. And that's putting us in a position where we can get, you know, if we can get a couple of key hits here and there and play solid defense, then we're in the game. We have a chance to win the game. We've come back in some games and won. And then we've also played from ahead. You know, disappointing to lose that particular series because we had a lead in the first game that we coughed up. And then we lost the third game in the fashion that we did. So, you know, once again, we really felt like we had an opportunity to win our fourth series in a row. But it didn't work out. But that doesn't mean that we're not playing better baseball.
Well, it was pretty nice seeing Lean come in and hit that home run in the eighth inning to tie it up last night.
A couple local kids.
Yeah, exactly.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
What's the status on Shelby now? What's the deal with him?
He's going to be day-to-day. He took a pretty good bop in the head. You know, so he's going to be day to day. I mean, he's a little bit stiff and, got a pretty good headache today. So, we'll be evaluating him on a day to day basis.
You know, you signed Sam Lind and also Kyle Winter. What was it about those two guys that attracted you to them, and what benefits and what are they going to bring to the ball club?
Well, you know, we brought them out to work out with us. Both of them worked out with us a couple of days. We got two bullpens out of Kai, and we had Sam come out and work out with us during batting practice. on two consecutive days. And we liked what we saw as far as their ability to compete in our league. We thought that they had the things necessary to come in and compete in our league. So we signed them. It is a bonus that they're local kids, and I think that helps from a fan attraction standpoint and interest standpoint. So that's a nice twofer, if you will. So we're always interested in trying to sign local talent, but they have to be able to play in our league, and I think these guys are proving that they can.
Well, Skip, I appreciate the time, especially on a game day. Good luck against Gary South Shore. Safe travels back, and we'll see you out at the Birdcage this weekend.
All right. Sounds great, fellas. Thank you.
Thanks, Skip. There goes Steve Shirley. Canaries right now 13 and 13 and 22.